Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
I'm Steve Lawson. Thank you for joining us for Expositor Podcast. In this session, I would like to talk to you about my seminary experience. And I think it might be of help to many of you as you give thought to attending seminary and where you should be. When I felt God's call upon my life to preach, one thing was very obvious. I did not know the Bible. I needed to be taught the Bible and be trained in the Bible. I grew up in a church that did not preach the Bible, so I did not sit under biblical preaching. I needed to be trained. And the year before I went to seminary, I was in a church that preached the Bible, but it was such a limited period of time. One thing was obvious to me. I need to know the Bible better. So going to seminary seemed to be a very obvious step for me. So the decision I made was to go to the seminary that was a part of the denomination that I was, where I was attending church. It was seemed to be a reasonable decision to make. And as I began to attend class, it became very obvious that my professors were not convinced of the inspiration and the authority and the inerrancy of Scripture. It made me feel very awkward and uneasy and at times restless, even upset. I would go to chapel and there'd be snide remarks made from the pulpit. In class, I would, even the professors who believed in the inspiration of Scripture would not defend it for fear of being out of step or out of sync with the rest of the seminary. And I realized I'm in the wrong place. I need to be in another seminary. So I had some friends who were attending another seminary that was well known for being Bible-based and training men to preach the Bible. So I drove to that seminary and set up a couple of appointments to ask the professors who were teaching the same classes I was teaching, could you show me your syllabus? And the contrast became very obvious that where I had been was almost like children's Sunday school or something. And that this seminary was very serious. I had been to law school, and this was even more rigorous than the year I spent in law school. So I made the transition to this other seminary, only to find out that even my classes from the previous seminary were not accepted by this seminary because it just didn't meet the mark. So I had to start all over again. And so it took me 5 years full time just to receive a master's of theology, a THM degree. And in this second seminary that I attended, I was given the tools that I needed. I was given the original languages. I was given systematic theology. I was taught in Bible exposition. I was given some of the pastoral skills that I would need. I was taught about expository preaching. And for me, I was being equipped for a lifetime of ministry. Though I would have some doctrinal differences with some of the faculty members, nevertheless, they were giving me the tools that I would need to have an effective ministry for the rest of my life. It would be later that I would pursue a Doctor of Ministry degree. And I chose to go to yet a different seminary. And because I didn't want just second verse same as the first, I needed to have the fence posts moved out, my horizons expanded a bit, not doctrinally, but I needed to have the polish that this other seminary would provide for me, and in a positive sense of the word, the professionalism. I don't mean that in the negative sense. I mean it in the positive sense. in essence, I knew enough to be dangerous coming out of seminary. I had the tools, but I now needed in my Doctor of Ministry program for someone to help knock off the rough edges and to help me be more positive and to be able to be more engaging in my preaching and to be able to build bridges towards people and to provide better leadership. And so I attended yet a third seminary, and it proved to be a very positive experience. As you are thinking about perhaps attending seminary, perhaps God's called you to preach, I strongly believe in a theological education. I strongly believe in a structured, academically rigorous seminary education. And I would encourage you to seek out a school where you will be given the tools. You're not after really just a credential. You're after the equipping that you will be able to take a Bible, to open it, to teach it, to preach it for the rest of your life. So wherever that would occur, I would strongly encourage you to pursue that. I'm a professor at the Master's Seminary, and I teach all the preaching classes, first, second, and third year, and I'm over the Doctor of Ministry program. And if you're looking for a seminary that will ground you in the Bible, I would strongly encourage you to come be in one of my classes, to be in all of my classes as I teach on expository preaching. Well, that was my experience. I wonder what your experience will be. I trust that you will follow God's will for your life. You need theological education.